The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, September 12, 2006, and Presidential Release number 343. I begin this presidential release with the glad news that Jermaine Stinson, who is a member of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind of Alabama, and his wife Toni Stinson, who is a licensed nurse in Alabama, announced the birth of Tamya Jasmine Stinson, who came into the world on July 26, 2006, weighing 4 pounds, 2 ounces, and measuring 16 and a half inches long. Now, all are doing well in the Stinson household, and congratulations to Jermaine and to Toni, and especially to Tamya. At the National Convention, we talked for a good long time about the Blindness Independence March that we are going to be conducting next summer as a part of the 2007 Convention of the National Federation of the Blind, to be held in Atlanta, Georgia. And we have some information about that. So Kevin Worley, who has been given the task of doing a lot of the coordinating for this Blindness Independence March, has an announcement. Here it is.
Showing our pride, celebrating our unique Federation spirit, building a future full of opportunity, and marching for independence. We, the members of the National Federation of the Blind, have always believed in a better way for the blind. Join us in Atlanta the first week of July 2007 for the first ever National Federation of the Blind March for Independence. Many will remember with great pride our always peaceful demonstrations, pickets, and protests, meaningful events which changed society and changed lives, the struggles, the songs, the spirit. Many of you may never have been on a picket line with your brothers and sisters from the Federation. Nevertheless, in Atlanta, we the blind will join together to remember our heritage, our history, our many victories. We will march together, united in accomplishment, camaraderie, spirit, song, and spectacle. For in spite of the odds often arrayed against us, we the blind have known for generations that there was a better way. The march toward a better way for the blind must be celebrated with a spectacular symbolic event in July 2007. What a glorious morning it will be. Please help us raise consciousness, awareness, and money for our movement. We must accelerate our progress. Join the independence team by asking 3 of your neighbors, 4 friends, 5 family members to make a pledge contributing to the Imagination Fund campaign on your behalf. Ask a coworker or 2, 3 fellow church members, or 4 people with whom you went to school to pledge on your behalf to help you raise at least $250 to join the independence team. Wear your NFB Independence March t-shirt with pride. If we really work at this, many of us will raise much more than $250, the basic blind march for independence level. We will be announcing exciting special recognition levels above $250 in the months ahead. Chapters, divisions, groups, affiliates, and committees begin now. Think up ways to help all of our members become actively engaged in this process. Raise the financial support for our Imagination Fund campaign and make our NFB March for Independence one to be remembered. Send your suggestions about how each of us can raise at least $250 and participate with great pride and enthusiasm. Email them to imagine@nfb.org or call me, Kevin Worley, at 719-527-0488. Think up unique ways to get the pledges, novel ways to participate in raising the money and joining our National Federation of the Blind March for Independence. Please start immediately during our annual Imagination Fund campaign this fall. Imagination Fund brochures, website support, and other helpful materials are available now. Remember that every dollar you raise, contribute, or pledge yourself, or that others contribute on your behalf, as long as it's paid by May 31st, 2007, to the Imagination Fund campaign, absolutely counts toward your individual total to join next July's National Federation of the Blind March for Independence. The National Federation of the Blind continues to lead the way.
Ron Gardner is working out details along with Kevin on the Independence March. He is organizing things such as who is going to be where and whether or not the city fathers have given permission, and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of other details like that. And he has a thing to say about the Blindness Independence March that we will be doing in 2007. Here is Ron Gardner.
Hello, Federationists. You've just heard a very exciting message from Kevin Worley about our NFB March for Independence. This is our first annual march. It's going to be very, very exciting, and everyone will want to participate. There are going to be a few things that we need to do as individuals in order to participate, and one of them is to register. How do you register? You can register in two ways. One, you can go to nfb.org and hit on the link called March for Independence. It'll ask for your name and a little bit of information, and once you pledge to raise $250 or more, you will be a registered marcher for the National Federation of the Blind March for Independence. The second way to register is to call our National Center at 410-659-9314, extension 2406. That's Christy Bowman, and she'll help you register over the telephone. Once you're registered, you'll have the opportunity then to use a toolkit, which we have prepared for marchers. This toolkit is going to have some very exciting things in it, and it will be ever-changing. You'll have the opportunity to print some business cards. You'll have the opportunity to look at request letters, solicitation letters, and thank you letters. We're going to have many, many tools available on the website to help people raise funds. One of the things that each of us needs to consider as we look forward to the March for Independence is that raising funds is part of what we do as members of the National Federation of the Blind, but it doesn't have to be done in big chunks. It can be done in very small steps. We're not going to do this march in one giant leap. It's going to be one step at a time. So if you can think of raising your pledge of $250 in small little steps, think of asking five people for a $15 pledge. Everyone knows five people who could give $15. Before you know it, you've got $75 of your $250 pledge already done. Then you could think of three people with whom you work. Ask three coworkers for a $25 pledge. There's another $75, and you're $150 on your way to a $250 pledge. Think of it one step at a time. One exciting thing we're going to do to help each of us get motivated to raise our pledges of $250 or more is to have a drawing. We're going to have a $1,000 drawing at our Washington seminar in January of 2007. Your name will be entered into the drawing one time for each $100 that comes into the National Center by December 31 of this year. But the message that I'm giving you today is, know that this Blind March for Independence is an exciting thing that we as Federationists are doing for the first time in Atlanta, and register to be a marcher for this year's march.
Now, I intend to be a part of the Blindness Independence March myself, and I intend to be there along with a whole bunch of other people. I have already started raising some money for this. I have my first contribution, and I intend to raise sufficient so that there is quite a bit in my pledge amount when I step off to start the Blindness Independence March, and I urge you to do the same. Now, Meet the Blind Month, as you know, is October, and we're doing our work on the Imagination Fund during September, October, and November. I have an announcement here from Jerry Lazarus about Meet the Blind Month, which is coming up in just a few days. Many of our chapters and affiliates have planned Meet the Blind Month activities that will provide the public with the opportunity to get to know us better. If your chapter has not yet advised here the National Center of its plans or ordered materials, there is still time, but you must act soon. This year, we have speeded the process to order materials by pre-packaging specific popular NFB literature in various size quantities. The literature selections we are making available can be viewed from our website, www.nfb.org, under the Members section. Members information, Meet the Blind Month. To place an order online, fill out the activity form providing information and details related to your planned events, and then the package size of material that you need, fill out the order form. Forms can also be downloaded from the website, completed and faxed to 410-659-5129. Orders can be placed by contacting Kevin Mavalette, calling here to the National Center for the Blind at 410-659-9314, extension 2419, or by calling the Independence Market at extension 2216. Check out the 2006 Meet the Blind Month events section to get ideas of what other chapters are doing so that you can do it in your state or in other places. Remember, if you have specific questions or would like to brainstorm about planning a Meet the Blind Month activity, contact Jerry Lazarus at 410-659-9314, extension 2297, or you can email him at jlazarus, J-L-A-Z-A-R-U-S, at nfb.org. Do not forget to take time to take photographs of your Meet the Blind Month activities and to make preparations to get copies of them here. If they get to us in time, your event may be featured in the December issue of the Braille Monitor, or we may be able to put copies of photographs of certain of the Meet the Blind Month activities on the website. So get the information in, if you please. Meet the Blind Month starts in October, just a few days away. The fall season is always the convention season of the National Federation of the Blind. We have a number of conventions. In Oklahoma, we will be having a convention, but in the meantime, our president there has resigned, and so Selena Sundling has become president. In West Virginia, our president has unfortunately had to resign, and Ed McDonald has become president there. There will be conventions for these affiliates, and perhaps somebody else will be elected, but at the moment, these people are serving. Max Aguilar has become president in Wyoming. And in the great state of Wisconsin, Mike Huckabee has become president because of the resignation of Dan Wenzel in Wisconsin. In Maryland, we will be having our state convention in November. Sharon Manecki became president of our Maryland affiliate 20 years ago, and she has indicated that she's not planning to stand for election. So we'll have a new president in Maryland. This happens every fall. There are a number of changes in state presidencies. Congratulations to all of the new presidents, and may you have great success in providing the leadership we need in all of our affiliates. At the scholarship time this year, when we all got together, there were a number of our leaders who made recordings of proposals for chapter development. To give you an idea of how to build a chapter, or one idea for a chapter meeting, here's Diane McGeorge.
Dr. Maurer talked about asking some of us on the scholarship committee to give some ideas we do for chapter meetings. Of a couple, one of them that is real hit with all of the members is each month we ask someone if they would like to be the Federationist of the Month. And then that person has about 5 minutes to talk about himself, herself, how they got involved in the NFB, but also to tell a little bit about their background and what the NFB has really done for them. And that is a real positive experience for everyone. You know people in the chapter, but sometimes you find out things you didn't know. So that's one that's a real favorite, the Federationist of the Month. The other one that we do, and this takes some time, but it's well worth it, we go around and each person gives their name, and then we'll have different questions. Like this last time, the question was, how long have you been a member of the National Federation of the Blind? Sometimes it's, when was your first convention? Sometimes you can vary it, you know, any way you want to. But those two are things we have used just recently. And I think it builds a lot of camaraderie among the membership. And it's a fun thing to do. Again, you learn things about your chapter members that maybe you didn't know before. So those are just two really quick ideas. One of the funniest things that happened the last time was ask this young man, I won't give you his name, but how he got involved, why he came to the Federation, and he said he came for money. And it came to be announced he had been a scholarship winner a long time ago, and obviously that was money well spent, because he didn't just come for the money. He may have come for the money, but he got a lot more. So those are just some of the things that we do that you might like to try.
Since our last presidential release, Elizabeth Lalonde, who is the president of the National Federation of the Blind, the Canadian Federation of the Blind, came here to the National Center for the Blind to meet us and to talk about what we are doing. So we've had that event. In addition, I went to Canada to meet with a number of people in the World Blind Union, and we selected a new chief executive officer of the World Blind Union, namely Penny Harton, who is a Canadian. She has been president of the North America Caribbean region of the World Blind Union, and this means that there will be a new president for the North America Caribbean region. I have been serving as the vice president. We will be discussing the presidency at our next meeting, which occurs in December. When we get through with that meeting, a new president will have come to be in the North America Caribbean region. We'll see who it is. In late August, we had a young leaders seminar here at the National Center for the Blind, and that was conducted by Joanne Wilson, who is the executive director for affiliate action of the Federation. This is called the Up and Coming Leadership Seminar because it was thought that we ought to know that there are others who are coming to be leaders. One of the people in that seminar was Selena Sundling, and as you see, the up-and-coming seminar has done quite a bit of work because already she has become state president in her state, Oklahoma. Also, we've had a Labor Day seminar. The Labor Day seminar is known as the Legalists. So next summer, when we get together at convention, the Legalists will be there. You can talk to them about the name of the seminar. We've had a decision in the Target case. You will remember that we sued the Target company because its websites were inaccessible to blind people. We've had a decision in that case which settled a bunch of the legal questions. The Target people said that they thought the law did not apply to them, and the court said, well, it says that it does, and in fact it does, so you'll have to comply with it, and I guess that's the decision on that case. On Sunday evening at 8 o'clock on ABC television, we will be having the Extreme Home Makeover program that involves blind people in New Jersey. Now, the members of the Extreme Home Makeover television team thought that they should know something about blindness, and they came here to the National Center for the Blind to talk with us extensively about the program and what ought to be included in it. We have not seen the program. We don't know what they've done with respect to the recommendations we gave them. We don't know how they've portrayed blindness. We don't know whether the National Federation of the Blind will be featured. But we do know that we spent a lot of time and put a great deal of effort into dealing with them and discussing the nature of blindness. Joe Ruffalo was the point person for this. Ann Taylor, who is the Director of Access Technology for us. Joe Ruffalo is, of course, President of the National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey and a member of the Board of Directors. And a number of other people participated in showing the members of the Extreme Home Makeover team what it was all about. So if you would care to do so on Sunday night, you will be able to find what has been done on the Extreme Home Makeover program dealing with the subject of blindness. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and I want to say two things. In addition to its being the fall season and the time when conventions occur in the National Federation of the Blind, there is also football. So I have two items here dealing with football. One goes like this. Why is it hot in the stadium after the game? Because the fans are gone. And then I have a piece that comes from South Carolina that shows a little bit about an aspect of the game of football. As Federationists know, Parnell Diggs is a lawyer and is also president of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina.
Coming in a quarterback for the first time today will be Parnell Diggs. Parnell is 5'11", he weighs 185, he's a freshman out of Columbia, South Carolina. And this young man has done a super job as Carolina's backup quarterback this season. Fans, the Gamecocks are fighting the clock. Only 1 minute remaining, and Carolina 37 yards away from a tie or a win should they go for the two-point play. Parnell Diggs trots back to the Gamecock huddle. Overflow crowd of 85,000 on their feet. It's still exciting here to sit down. Georgia leading 21-14. The Gamecocks break the huddle. Eddie Miller and Fred Bercher, a twin set, out to the right on the wide side of the field. Quarterback Parnell Diggs takes. Parnell starts back, takes the handoff to Rob DeBoer, fires over the middle. And it's caught by Bercher, and he's hauled down immediately by Johnson and Davis on the Georgia 31-yard line. Beautiful fake by quarterback Parnell Diggs. That got the attention of the Bulldogs linebackers and opened up the middle for Bercher. Gain of 6 yards on the play, second and four at the Georgia 31-yard line. 48 seconds remaining, and the Gamecocks hurry out of the huddle. Three wideouts this time. Brooks goes in motion left. Parnell Diggs back to throw. The Bulldogs have a blitz up the middle. Parnell avoids one tackler, fights his way loose from another, but he loses his footing and he falls down at the Georgia 30-yard line. But fans, Parnell Diggs turned what could have been a 9 or even a 10-yard loss into a 1-yard gain. Now only 32 seconds left. Carolina 3rd and 3 at the Bulldogs 30-yard line. The Gamecocks out of the huddle. Most plays now must be designed to stop the clock. Parnell Diggs, the freshman, back to throw. Parnell looks down the middle. He starts to his right. Now he turns. He fires one way down the left sideline. And it's caught by Donald Capps. And Donald steps out of bounds immediately at the Georgia 17-yard line. Great catch.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 1800 Johnson Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.